Beth, the Marist poll conducted a national survey and asked folks which stage they thought was the most difficult to raise a child. Not surprisingly, two-thirds responded that teens from 13 to 19 were the most challenging. Now, regardless of the region of the country, the income, the education, the race, age, gender, the respondents overwhelmingly agreed. Now, does this surprise you?
Not at all. It doesn't surprise me at all. I mean, I think when they're little, in some ways you're more prepared emotionally for how hard it is. You know, physically, you're up in the middle of the night, you're changing diapers, you're dealing with tantrums, they're starting in school. But I think there's a lot more support for parents at that stage. You know, if you're a mom or even a dad, you're going to the playground and you're commiserating with the other parents and you're trading advice on, oh, I have a colicky baby. Well, nobody blames you if you have a colicky baby. They might offer advice, but they're not going to judge you for it. But if you have a teenager who is yelling at you on the street or in a mall or, you know, failed a class and has to go to summer school or gets in trouble or, you know, talks back to grandma, people do judge you as the parent. And that's very difficult. You don't get that kind of support. People are very secretive about the problems they have with teenagers. They're afraid, to tell the other moms, you know, oh, gosh, I don't know what to do with this kid. He's driving me nuts. So I think part of it is the isolation that we have to deal with these problems by ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Well, an even greater percentage of the respondents said that it's harder to raise a child now than in previous generations. Why do you think this is so?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I mean, people who have teenagers now, you know, they're probably, in their late 30s, 40s, early 50s, majority of them, I would guess. And so a lot of these folks grew up in the 60s and 70s. And I think maybe a lot of us, myself included, I'm 48, born in 61, so I was a little girl in the 60s and a teenager and college student in the 70s. I think we thought that we were the worst teenagers, you know, that we were out there doing everything, that we know all about sex, drugs, and rock and roll, so there's nothing a kid could throw at us that would freak us out. Well, guess what? You know, they always manage to find something. I mean, now, as parents, we have a different kind of generation gap with our kids. They're so into the technology, and they know so much more about it than we do. They can outsmart us every time, and they're constantly coming up with something new. The texting, the IMing, the websites, the Facebook, the MySpace, the cell phones, the laptop. I mean, you can't even get a kid's attention because they're plugged into so many things. They've got things in their ears, and their fingers are attached to something else, and they're looking at the screen, and, you know, the phone is beeping and texting and all this stuff. You can't even have a conversation with them. They're so plugged into stuff. So, you know, I think, at least for me, you know, I have a 16-year-old and an 11-year-old, and I honestly thought it would be easier because I thought, well, I know everything about being a teenager. You know, there's no generation gap now. And then all of a sudden there was one. So part of it was the surprise.